Welcome to Let's Talk Pelup. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Reverend Steve Jeffrey, who will be speaking about Christianity on Tuesday and Wednesday at Central College.
All right, Steve, welcome to the program. And let everyone know you're going to be coming to Pelup. What are you coming to town for?
Well, I've been invited to give a talk at the Central College campus on the 1st of April, 7 p.m., I'm going to be talking about modern science and atheism. I'm a Christian and a minister of a church in North London, England, and so I'm going to be talking about how the Christian faith can sit alongside a scientific view of the world.
Well, that's an interesting prospect. A lot of people find that to be a bit of a struggle. Explain your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I can understand that. There's this kind of common idea around that science is growing in its power and it's pushing belief in God to the sidelines. I think that's kind of half true in the sense that science has been responsible for many, many tremendous and significant developments in human life and technology. Obviously, we're all surrounded by that stuff. But at the same time, as scientific knowledge has advanced, it has revealed its own shortcomings. In other words, there are things about the world which scientists are increasingly realizing cannot be explained within the existing scientific paradigm. And that's the point at which I want to go back a step and say we've lost something by abandoning belief in the God of the Bible. And if we go back to faith in the God of the Bible, we can suddenly explain more of the world around us.
The thing that I keep coming back to is faith in itself is basically belief without proof. That's what makes it faith. So if science is based on what they believe is proof, how do those coexist?
Yeah, now that's interesting because that's a very common view. That, I think, is a very significant misunderstanding. This is one of the things I want to talk about on Tuesday. Faith in the God of the Bible is not belief in the absence of evidence. It is rather belief because of a different kind of evidence than the kind of evidence that compels scientific conclusions. Richard Dawkins has popularized this notion that faith is belief without evidence. It's simply not true. It reveals a misunderstanding both about what science is, because science is based on unprovable presuppositions, just like any other activity, and also about what Christian faith is, because the Christian faith does not exist without evidence. It's just not the kind of evidence to which materialist science can give you access.
What kind of evidence is it?
So, for example, what I'd want to do is point in two directions. First, historical and literary evidence, that is the sort of stuff you find in the Bible, which presents us with historical claims, which, if they're true, and they need to be investigated, if they're true, have a significant impact on the way we live our lives. Claims about the miracles of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, and so on. That's the first sort of thing. The second kind of direction I'd want to point is what we were speaking about a moment ago. I'd want to point towards aspects of the world that cannot be explained within a materialist paradigm, like the existence of mind and consciousness, like human moral awareness, phenomena like the extraordinary fine-tuning of the universe, which simply can't be explained as an accident and which baffles materialist scientists. Because, frankly, if this universe came about by accident, it's very, very hard to understand how such an unlikely set of events could have come about, how the universe is so finely balanced so as to allow it not only to produce life, but even to exist in the first place. That's the sort of thing which can't be explained as an accident and can't easily be explained in any other way within a materialist worldview.
What are your thoughts? We talk about Christianity and atheism. What about kind of a middle ground of someone who's agnostic, who believes that there could be a higher power, but just doesn't believe that it's the story that's been told?
Yeah. I think there are lots of people like that. What I always want to say to everybody is keep thinking. Many people are honest enough to admit that they don't know, and I think that's courageous. And so I have respect for people who describe themselves as agnostics. What I want to say, though, is in questions that are as important as this question we're discussing, questions that could impact dramatically every area of our lives, we don't want to remain agnostic, do we? We want to explore what the answers to these questions really are. And so I'd encourage people who are thinking in that kind of a way, well done for being honest enough to admit you don't know. Now, come along, let's explore the questions a bit further.
Very good. Well, we definitely appreciate your insight on this topic, Steve, and thanks for being on the program.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Reverend Steve Jeffrey, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIACareforLess.com.